This is Fresh Air. You probably wouldn't expect humor to be a key element in a story about child kidnapping and human trafficking in India. But our book critic Maureen Corrigan says Deepa Anapara's debut novel, Gin Patrol on the Purple Line, doesn't play to conventional expectations. Here's her review.
Deepa Anapara began her writing career as a journalist in her native India, focusing on children growing up in poverty. In an afterword to her debut novel, Gin Patrol on the Purple Line, Anapara says she was disturbed by lurid media accounts of the disappearances of children in India. By some estimates, as many as 180 children each day. Anapara turned to fiction because she wanted to return the focus to the children themselves, as well as to their resilience, cheerfulness, and swagger. Noble motives don't always produce memorable fiction. In fact, fiction can be strangled by its own self-righteousness. But this is most definitely not the case with Gin Patrol on the Purple Line. Unpredictable, cheeky, and moving, Anapara's debut is filled with the lost light of all those children who vanished. The idiosyncratic narrator of Gin Patrol on the Purple Line is a 9-year-old boy named Jay. Jay lives in a Basti, a sprawling slum located within an unnamed city in India. The home he shares with his parents and older sister consists of one room. It's situated in the shadows of what he calls hi-fi luxury apartment buildings with names like Palm Springs and Mayfair, where his mother and other women from the Basti work as nannies and house cleaners. The most expensive possession in Jay's home is a TV, which he prizes because he's an avid fan of reality police shows. As Jay tells us in his cocky, gullible, and altogether distinctive voice, "My favorite shows are the ones that Ma says I'm not old enough to watch, like Police Patrol and Live Crime. Sometimes Ma switches off the TV right in the middle of a murder because she says it's too sick-making. But sometimes she leaves it on because she likes guessing who the evil people are and telling me how the policemen are sons of owls for never spotting criminals as fast as she can." When the novel opens, Jay is presented with an opportunity to practice what he calls his detectiving skills when a classmate vanishes. Rallying to Jay's side are a pair of juvenile Dr. Watsons, Pari, a Hermione Granger-type smarty pants, and Faze, who hails from a minority Muslim family and is especially fearful of jinns, spirits made of smokeless fire. Week by week, more children and teenagers are snatched from the Basti. Panicked residents, frustrated that the police are doing little because the victims come from poor families, begin to turn on each other. Muslims like Faze and his family become targets of violence. It's up to Jay and his friends, or so he thinks, to find the evildoers. To do so, the trio scour the crowded bazaar and explore narrow alleys where goats, clothed in old sweaters against the winter chill, have covered the ground with their droppings. Jay even steals the ticket fare for Pari and himself to board the Purple Line train to search for their missing classmate in the city center. Shrouding all these expeditions is an urban smog that, in the manner of Sherlock Holmes's London fog, obscures the truth. The vivid, unruly novel Anapara wrote defies easy classification. Given the sometimes capricious exploits of its young investigators, Gin Patrol on the Purple Line could conceivably be shelved in the YA mystery section. Yet Anapara also plays in a self-aware manner with the narrative, for instance, interspersing victims' first-person accounts of their disappearances within the main story. By novel's end, the tale darkens into urban noir. Even so, Jay's pliant voice retains a stubborn cheerfulness, a will to believe in the possibility of deliverance in this fallen world. Anapara turned to fiction, and particularly crime fiction, because she wanted this difficult subject to reach readers who might be drawn in and come to empathize imaginatively with her characters. Empathy is a response to fiction that's being called into question these days, derided as too easy, mere pearl-clutching. But the power of even popular literature to shake up readers shouldn't be underestimated. Over time, the novel as a form can reduce cruelty, because, as the philosopher Richard Rorty argued, it expands the possibility of a democratic community, imagining others as us and not them. This is a kind of moral progress, a chance for readers to get to take the purple line themselves and one stop at a time imagine and then sometimes construct a different world.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Gen Patrol on the Purple Line by Deepa Anapara.